Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's a lot of people touring around Europe these days, and they're hitting the Mediterranean, they're hitting the Alps and all that. They're not having a real tough time finding some delicious white wines to try.
I couldn't agree with
you. And
we
did too.
Yeah, we absolutely. You know, it's been a long time since we actually really sort of focused kind of really heavy on just the Mediterranean in general.
Right.
Haven't had a Greek wine in a long time. We had one that was, I thought, outstanding.
Really amazing wine. It's called Bukito, and it's just called white wine.
White wine of Greece.
For Macedonia, it's around $16 or so. And this is a blend of Assyrtiko and Sauvignon Blanc. I like this wine.
Yeah, I like this a whole lot. I was really surprised, frankly. It was assertive, floral flavors of white peach, and then a nice crisp acidity. I mean, it gave me more than I ever thought I was going to get. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And for like $16 to $20 or something like that.
Yeah, nothing odd about this wine. No resin or anything like that.
No.
You know, here, let me paint a picture, Hugh. You're up in the Alps and you find a sunny little picnic area and you open up a bottle of nice, cold, crisp, fruity wine. And I think the odds are going to be that you're drinking a Sauvignon Blanc. And that's what we had a chance to taste.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. This was from a producer called Philippe Vialier. It's from a 2015 vintage. This is a pretty good deal. It's about $11.
Very good deal. Yeah.
This was also a very pleasing, inexpensive white wine that I didn't have high expectations. And so it really surpassed where I was coming from. I had flavors of toast with lime zest and then a wonderful crisp minerality that just kind of went on and on. It just was assertive without being overbearing. It was really tasty.
Very good. A nice, light, crisp wine and perfect for lunch in the Alps or in your backyard as well. There's some really nice wines that come out of Italy, some nice whites. And Verdicchi di Castelli di Gesi is a pretty good area. It's in the Marches. And it's noted for its limestone soils. We tasted a couple wines from a winery called Casal Fernato. And the first one we tried was the Fontevecchio, which is their regular offering. This is from 2015. What'd you think of this one?
I like this one a lot. I know we did this one in the Reserva, and you preferred the Reserva, and I preferred this one. This one sells for about $15, which I thought was really quite reasonable. It's just off dry, flavors of lime and citrus with a sort of an interesting, almost a toasty almond character, and then kind of finishes with a peach note. I like this one quite a bit.
Now, if you are looking for what I would call a really good Saturday night dinner wine, you take the same wine, but you upgrade it a little bit. And this is called their Crisio, same winery, but the label is called Crisio Castelli di Gesi Verdicchio. And this was just very classy. Lots of good things. An aroma of lemon curd, vanilla yogurt, and apple blossoms. Medium body wine, but blessed with a core of slightly sweet fruit, but a lot of class to it. I thought it was really neat.
I totally agree. And then last but not least, we had a Sancerre from a producer called François Millet.
Just like the painter.
Absolutely. This is a 2015 classic Sancerre. Sells for about $25. You want to give your note?
Yeah, it's just there's crappy Sancerre, then there's really nice Sancerre.
Yep.
And this is really nice Sancerre. It's a question of how it handles the inevitable tartness of the wine.
Yep.
This had everything tucked under the corners. Just really, really lovely, soft, easy to drink. But it showed a lot of class.
Had some nice round edges. My wife actually liked it, and she doesn't normally like Sancerre, so I was surprised.
Wow, about
that. It's awesome.
Well, we're going to put all of these on the website so you can check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.